Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com.
Welcome to Worst Year Ever, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not. Everything is so dumb, 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 dumb.
Hello, everybody.
Have
you been listening to this show? It's called The Worst Year Ever, and this is yet another episode of it, among many current and future episodes of Worst Year Ever. My name is Cody Johnston, one of the hosts of the ever-running Worst Year Ever podcast.
Good job, Cody Johnston, with that introduction. Mm-hmm. Hello, hi. My name is Katie Stoll. I agree with everything that he said and have absolutely no notes or edits to his introduction.
No, I'm Robert Evans, and I'm also excited to be committed to continue doing this show forever. And, you know, since we're going to be doing this show for forever, we should probably talk about the most critical moment in the creation of the modern world that we all live in. You know, the thing that really built our entire modern society, all the conspiracy culture, all of our current problems trace back to a single moment. The assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Oh, thank goodness.
We've teased this throughout our time here on The Worst Year Ever, and we'll continue to talk about it.
We will.
As we continue to do this show. But it seemed appropriate and important now with this random episode to elaborate and explain so that everybody understands.
What exactly happened? Yeah, because we've been, you know, on the side, as we've produced the rest of the show, as we've done everything that we've done in this series, we have been carrying out private investigations into the murder of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And I think we've done some groundbreaking work here that people need to be aware of. And I want to iterate, because we haven't said it yet, that everything we say in this episode is entirely factual. And if you want to find supporting documents, if you want to find a transcript of this episode, go to BernieShotJFK.org. That website, now, if that website's down when you guys get online, if you can't find it, we're under attack by the deep state, you know?
It's certainly not because it's fake.
We're under attack.
Under attack. There are fail safes ready to go in that case. I would try different spellings of Bernie.
switch
around, like, instead of JFK, FKJ, KFJ, yeah. Like all varieties.
And instead of .org, try
JKF.
.ca, you know?
TA, yeah.
JKF, sure.
Obviously, .com, .gov, you know, but if you go to the .gov, your data will be downloaded, so steer clear of that. So yeah, their website will be available.
They're trying to shut us down. You know, the powers that be that have been covering this up for years are trying to stop anyone from learning the truth. So, you know,
we disappear after this. You know why?
Exactly. And what I want everyone to do is start recording this episode as you listen to it, and then just start spreading that around the internet. Put it everywhere. Put it everywhere. Cut the ads out if you want. That's fine. Spread this episode so that the truth gets out. People will be able to work back from our research if we should die in four separate car accidents.
And if you do skip the commercials, the ads, make sure to at least get a copy of them because there is information hidden in those ads as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is, in fact, some of the key information. But I think maybe we should... We should begin
without further ado. Yeah,
by talking about 1921.
Oh, good.
Now,
yep. Buckle
1921,
up, people.
Crucial year for a lot of reasons. Among other things, pretty good The Who song about 1921 and how it's going to be a good year. I think it's just called 21. Got a feeling 21 is going to be a good year because that's the year that Elias Sanders, father of Bernard Montgomery, immigrated
to
the...
One,
I'm not
going to
keep doing it, but
1920,
that's the song.
1921, yes.
1921. Great album, Tommy. Incredible. Anyway, 1921, Elias Sanders, father of Bernard Montgomery, immigrates to the United States from somewhere around Russia. He works as a painter for several years, and in 1924... kind of in the midst of moving around, trying to find his version of the American dream, he winds up in New Orleans.
Robert.
Yes, Katie?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, everything I know needs to be properly fact checked. So I just want to make sure we've got, is it Elias or is it Elias?
It doesn't matter. Both is correct.
Oh, okay.
If you find the Sanders family tombstones, underneath his name and dates of birth and death is both pronunciations are correct.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just needed to clarify. Look, if people are going to come on this journey with us, they need to make sure that everything is factual. So I needed to make sure we were accurately telling the story.
Okay. Katie, thank you for always keeping Robert on his toes.
No, you have to be accurate. It's very important because we're making some serious allegations. So the same year that Elias or Elias goes to New Orleans, 1921, or 1924, that same year, Lee Harvey Oswald's mother, Marguerite, starts her job as a receptionist at the New Orleans law firm, DeFore, Rosen, Wolf, and Kammer. Now, this firm was the largest in the city, and that year, they hired Elias, or Elias, as part of a team to paint their new offices. Now, I know what you're saying. This is surely a coincidence. Just as it's a coincidence that on August 1st, 1943, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was sailing in command of PT-109 in the Blackett Strait, south of Columbangara in the Solomon Islands. It was a starless night, which some suspect is why the Night Watch crew did not spot the Japanese destroyer Amagiri. It is, however, worth noting that the man Kennedy put on guard duty that fateful night was Paul Rosen, son of Matthias Rosen, partner at DeFore, Rosen, Wolf, and Kammer. Now, it is entirely possible that this is, again, pure coincidence. But
I don't believe in coincidences, Robert.
Exactly,
I just
don't
believe in coincidences. It's too suspicious.
No. There's too much going on here. Mm-hmm. And it's worth noting that almost 20 years later, Rosen would come to lead a block of wealthy American lawyers who opposed Kennedy's Cold War policy after the failed Bay of Pigs invasion. Now, moving back to Bernard for a minute. Bernie Sanders did not live a life of particular power or connection. He attended a public elementary school in Brooklyn. He graduated to attend Brooklyn College in 1959 before transferring to the University of Chicago. And it is surely pure chance that Paul Rosen was a major donor to the University of Chicago and that his law firm's charitable donations were handled by now senior secretary Marguerite Oswald, mother of Lee Harvey. Surely coincidence.
I don't know.
It's chilling, really.
It's all coming together
like this. It makes my hair is standing up on my arm.
Yeah, and you got to be asking yourself right now, listeners, why didn't I learn about this in school? Why didn't I learn about this from the Oliver Stone movie? Well, Oliver Stone's first job in Hollywood, first job, was as a prop boy at Warner Studios. Who was the minority shareholding leader at Warner Studios when Oliver Stone started working there?
I don't know.
Paul Rosen.
Don't say it.
Oh,
don't.
My God.
Look, one coincidence, two coincidences, the three coincidences.
How many does it take?
How many does it take before people realize something's going on here? But we're just building to the real conspiracy here. Although, of course, Rosen will wind up at the core of it. Now, as I've stated, Mr. Sanders goes to the University of Chicago. He's, in fact, radicalized there, and he joins the Young People's Social League, which is a socialist organization for young people, as you might infer from the name. Mm-hmm, now, right around the same time that Lee Harvey Oswald joins the Young People's Socialist League in Chicago, Marguerite's son Lee Harvey Oswald joins the Young People's Social League in New Orleans, and later leaves the Marine Corps to move to the Soviet Union. So you've got these men kind of moving around in the same areas. And obviously, this is seen by a lot of people who buy into the mainstream narratives about Oswald as evidence that Oswald was set early on a trajectory that was going to end with him in that book depository. But we can see Bernie Sanders is on a very similar trajectory already. Now,
there's another dot on the line.
There's a second dot on the line.
There's another frequency going.
I understand how it could get lost. Nobody would think to connect these, but when you lay it out like this and you see, when you actually see the dots being connected, you can't ignore the dots.
Mm-mm. No. The dots are there, and we are finally drawing them together for people. And again, you can go to our website, BernieSandersKilledJFK.eu, and find all of the sources for this and the write-up for this.
And again, just run through all the different spellings.
Any spelling
if that doesn't work.
Yeah. Like the Pirate Bay, we have a network transmitter in a cave somewhere in Afghanistan, and we'll be continuously just pumping new websites out.
We will not give up.
We will never give up. Some of those websites will be making different ape tokens to fund our continued research.
But that's just standard practice.
SOP for a podcast.
In this climate,
Yeah, absolutely. Not going to do all this research without making any apes. Now, 1963 would prove to be a key year for both Lee Harvey Oswald and Bernard Montgomery Sanders. The most common version of the story is that Oswald returned to the U.S. in 1962, initially to Hoboken, less than 10 miles from where Bernard Sanders, now an activist, lived. While Oswald was immediately marked as suspicious and interviewed by the FBI, no eyes were on the young Bernie Sanders, who continued to travel freely without being watched throughout the country. Now, the FBI interviewed Oswald a second time in August of 1962, a period in which absolutely no one seems to be able to account for the whereabouts of Bernie Sanders. In fact, from April of 62 up until the assassination, his life is very much a black box.
Where were you, Bernie?
Where was Bernie? Well, I've been doing some digging, Katie, and I think I have uncovered some evidence as to where Mr. Sanders was that has not previously come to light that we're going to be revealing on this podcast for the first time. So
I haven't heard this, but I know you're right. I don't think so. I know it's right.
Thank you, Cody.
What you're
Thank
about
you
to
for
witness
believing
is
with your stomach.
World-class journalism at its finest.
This is the thing that got me blacklisted from the mainstream journalism community. They're not ready for the truth. The cowards at the New York Times wouldn't take this, but here at whatever we call our network now, Clear Channel Radio Zone Communications, we're bringing you the real straight poop. You remember when people used to say the straight poop? Why don't we do that anymore?
All the time. We should bring it back. We're bringing it back now.
I'm not sure I ever knew that people did it, but I support it.
It sounds like you haven't gotten the straight poop.
Mm-hmm. I sure as poop haven't.
You've been getting the curly poop
Didn't
about
work.
The straight poop. That's right.
And speaking of poop, it's time for an ad break.
Speaking of poop, you know what's a big pile of shit?
Speaking of shit, Simply Safe.
This is the masterful work of people at the top of their craft.
At the top of their poop. At the very least, somewhere near like the low middle of their craft.
Definitely somewhere with a craft, right?
Oh, yeah, there's like, a craft going on, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we're like, if we're not doing a craft, we're like at least driving past a Hobby Lobby and going like, well, I could.
Yeah,
could. You know?
Or yeah, maybe we're watching the craft, you know?
We're not committing, we're watching the craft, right?
If we aren't crafting, the craft is on. It's one of those
things. Or we're eating Kraft macaroni and cheese.
We gone to break or have we come back?
No, we have not yet gone to break. We are desperately plugging for time. And you know who else is desperately playing for time? Mm. These advertisers.
Okay.
Because they only have so many more days until the economy implodes.
I think you nailed that one. That was really
thank you.
We got
keep
we got
all
there.
Of that in. Keep every bit
Daniels.
Of that.
Sweet face Daniel.
That was sensational. I'm so proud of all of you.
Future Daniel. Future Daniel. Present Daniel is here. You'll get it when you listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's when not I hear obvious my own yet. Voice on the Zoom recording, I'll go, oh, hey, that's me, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not until then, though.
Not until
now.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to pop in and say congratulations on this absolutely marvelous recording.
Thank you.
I'm reporting to you live from the Swiss Alps or something
I'm
like
so
that.
Beautiful.
I definitely
it'll,
see
it'll
Alps.
Change in a couple
you.
Seconds. I have no idea. But anyway, I love you all so deeply. And since I have basically never been here for a single recording, I figured that this one in particular would be a good one to drop by for.
Yeah, aww. Because a lot of people don't know this, but you were actually present at JFK's funeral. You're a member of the Kennedy family.
Yep.
That is not public knowledge, and yeah. I'm going to need to strike that from the record.
No, we're keeping all of that in.
It's live, sorry. You're editing
edit
this
out.
Oh, shit.
Daniel Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Damn it, Robert, you said you'd never tell.
Somewhere Sirhan just woke up from a deep sleep.
Anyway, y'all are great. Have a great rest of your show. I just wanted to
right.
say hi.
Thanks,
hi.
Welcome to the worst year ever. We'll get through it together or not.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Everything is so dumb.
Okie doke, we're back, though.
Let's return to the core narrative. So, on August 25th, 1962, the Oswalds attended a dinner party by a Russian immigré named Paul Gregory. Now, Gregory was also a longtime friend of the Sanders family.
Okay.
He and Elias had lived just down the street from each other back in the old country. Now, whatever happened at that party, in short order, Oswald's relationship with his wife, who he had met at the Soviet Union, degraded, and he moved into a YMCA men's shelter shortly thereafter.
Okay.
On December 28th, 1962, Lee Harvey Oswald attended a New Year's party in Fort Worth, Texas. An FBI informant at the event passes this information on to the Bureau. Just a few hours later, while the party is still going on, grainy footage from a New Year's parade appears to show a young Bernie Sanders standing in the back of a crowd, just off of 5200 Harry Hines Boulevard, where almost exactly 1 year later, President Kennedy will meet his demise. Now, Katie, Cody, I'm going to show you
this image that I got from this, and this is initially from a KBLN news broadcast about the parade. I had to go through a lot of archive time. I spent 4 months in Texas going through different archives of local news broadcasts to find this. Now, people, again, you can find this on the website for this podcast episode, BernieKilledJFK.ca. But first...
And it might be spelled Burn He sometimes.
It might be spelled Burn He. It might be spelled, KFJ.
In any Bowerny, case, like I'm gonna, it's just anything.
I'm going to screen share and show you guys this image. There. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's Bernie Sanders, right?
What?
That's Bernie Sanders.
It's Bernie Sanders.
That's Bernie Sanders.
He definitely shared his
This isn't like shopped or anything? What is...
Clear, Bernie Sanders.
No, that is Bernie day. Sanders. Mm-hmm. Clear as day.
Because we all know, he really didn't look much different back then.
No,
he's looked the same for the last 65 years.
Yeah, there are photos we can compare of him during this period that like...
And there's no chance this is a deep fake.
No, I mean, look, he's holding mittens right there.
Mm-hmm. Clearly he's got the mittens. He's angry. The mole on his left cheek that you see in his arrest photo, all of the different signposts. Mm-hmm. Look, when you're doing open source investigative journalism, you're going to want to look for different kind of marks on the body, scars, moles, different kind of like facial character, identifying marks. I found three of them from Bernie Sanders' arrest photo when he was arrested at a civil rights rally, which is within a year of this moment. So I feel confident saying that this is Bernie Sanders on Harry Hines Boulevard, almost precisely 1 year before President Kennedy meets his demise there.
Yeah, I can't think of any other explanation.
None at all. Look, if you're going to have somebody whack the president, right? He's got a lot of security. You know, a guy like Oswald, every eye in the world on him, FBI is always looking at him. Dude had lived in the Soviet Union for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense that he would be the killer? Does it make sense that he's the ringer, the man who distracts federal attention while another man moves like a ghost through 1960s Texas?
A man whose age can't be defined.
Absolutely not. No.
Hard Bernard to identify at that Sanders. Point in time.
So, on March 12th, 1963, Lee Harvey Oswald orders a rifle from a Klein's sporting goods store in Chicago. Now, where did Bernie Sanders go to college? University of Chicago. But outside of that, this is seen by many as clear evidence of the fact that Oswald was preparing to assassinate the president. But other experts wonder why Oswald would order a rifle from Chicago while in Texas. Could it be that the placing of this order was a way of covertly sending a message that Bernie Sanders would receive? Perhaps. Meanwhile, footage from a distant shooting competition in upstate New York from 1961 shows Bernie Sanders wielding a Mannlicher Carcano rifle. He is quoted in the local Ithaca Independent as saying, "It's a fine Italian rifle, and I can fire three aimed shots in just 8.3 seconds.
I remember that quote. I remember him saying that.
Because he says it a lot. God.
He says it a lot.
He says it all the time now.
Like almost like a catchphrase. Mm-hmm. But now, in this context.
Mm-hmm. Because the three shots that killed JFK were fired in just 8.2 seconds.
Yeah. Look, it's like all I'm saying is it's suspicious. He's been broadcasting it this whole time. But you know, he probably wants to get caught.
Most killers do, Katie. Mm-hmm. Most killers do.
You think that's why he ran for president? Just to get more attention?
Look, he's like, bragging these idiots about
taunting still everybody.
Found out. Running for president. Exactly.
Somebody do a background check.
Yeah.
Just do basic, easy.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't easy. This was hard
this
work.
This is really
but
evidence work, of the complicity of the mainstream media establishment. Mm-hmm. That no one else has done this digging or has put up a website like BernieKilledJFK.biz. Where people can find all of this information conveniently summarized and backed up for them.
I also think you should try and fuck around with just straight up Benny killed JFK.
Benny killed JFK?
Just in case. Mm-hmm. Just in case.
B-Money killed Jay Kizzle? Sure. Mm-hmm. We'll try a few. Look, type things into your search bar. See what happens.
Yeah.
And
Bernie
download
FK.
Anything you are prompted to download when you type those things in.
Yeah.
You never know if it'll be us.
We've embedded secret files all over the web.
That sounds like something we'd do, Katie.
Yep. So,
and did.
over
and
the net,
definitely though. Know how to do
too. And will continue to do.
Well, we have hacker extraordinaire Daniel Fitzgerald Kennedy on mm-hmm. our team.
That's
exactly. mm-hmm. No one better. No one finer.
No one better at hacking or at being the last secret heir to the Kennedy fortune.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Way less shiny than the last guy.
A lot less shiny. And less Huntington's disease,
yeah.
too.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, over the next year, Oswald gets into an argument with his boss, attempts to shoot him, misses, at close range, and leaves the state for New Orleans once again. Bernie Sanders remains in the wind, although an eyewitness report I found from a Newsfiche archive places him in Richardson, Texas, and McKinney on two separate days in April of 1963.
What were you doing there, Bernard?
What were you doing in Texas, Bernie, in April of 1963?
Bernie, what were you doing in Texas?
In September of 1963, Oswald applies for both Cuban and Russian visas, which suggests he had plans for the future that may not have involved shooting the president. There is still no evidence that he is in possession of the rifle that he'd ordered the year before to Chicago. On October 15th, Oswald gets a job working for the Texas School Book Depository. He is trained by a young man whose background is difficult to ascertain, but who apparently worked at the depository and was generally referred to by his nickname, Burn.
Oh, now, my God.
According
no
to one
way.
Eyewitness account, Burn gave Oswald leave to stay home from work on Friday, November 22nd, 1963. Early that morning, at 9:45 a.m., a man is spotted looking out the sixth floor of the book depository towards the approaching presidential motorcade. In the years to come, the trooper who spotted him, Junior Jarman, will identify the man he saw as Oswald. The fact that Jarman wound up on the payroll of Sanders' first successful mayoral campaign,
wow.
which was backed by a donation by Paul Rosen in 1981, is generally seen as purely coincidental, as is the fact that Jarman retained a $65,000 per year salary despite not being a resident of Burlington or the state of Vermont.
I'm sorry, I have to stop. I'm furious right now.
Livid.
I'm sorry to laugh. It's just that it's... How else do you handle all this rage?
It's really
this
brazen.
Corruption.
It's like
yeah.
it's like they're flaunting it. This like again, I don't want to disparage like the work that you've done to uncover this, but like it's just, you know, every single thing you're saying is like this was generally seen as purely coincidental. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until it's not.
Until it's not. Until it happens five times, six
like,
times,
open
ten
your
times.
Eyes a seventh
Come on.
Time. Like
Yeah, wake up people. Sheeple. Exactly. At 12:30 p.m. on November 22nd, 1963, a person or persons unknown fires three shots from the Texas Book Depository, killing President Kennedy and wounding some other guy. In less than 8.3 seconds,
is.
That's right. Lee Harvey Oswald is supposedly confronted in the lunchroom by patrolman Marion Baker immediately afterward. He is almost arrested, but is vouched for by Roy Truly, the superintendent of the business. Now, Truly and Baker would both receive paid advisory positions on Bernie Sanders' 1990 congressional campaign, funded once again by Paul Rosen. No other employees claim to have seen Oswald at the depository that day, but no less than four people in the immediate aftermath reported seeing Byrne descend down the rear stairwell and disappear, never to be seen in Texas again.
Wow.
Incredible. Ever wow. again. That's why
Wait
he never
minute.
Goes to Texas.
He right. has never campaigned
He's
in Texas.
He's never been
not
in
once.
Texas before.
Not since. Not
Robert,
since November 22nd, 1963.
So this Rosen fella, what's his deal? Where is he today?
Funny you should ask that, because Paul Rosen, just a couple of months ago, recently filed a request with the FEC to yet again start a funding campaign for Bernie Sanders for president.
Oh my God.
Paul
Again?
Rosen has
Again?
Been the money man of the Sanders campaign for the last decade.
This is just really hard to
Are we like
wrap
we're
my
through
head
the looking glass. I'll tell you that's where we
do
are.
Do anything about this?
Like what do we do? You know what the
what
first thing
we
need
do?
To do? We need to take an ad break.
We do need to take an ad
we
break.
We need to and take then an ad break and then we'll come back and
we
talk
will
about that.
We will tell you what to do.
Welcome to the worst year ever. Together or not.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Everything is so down, 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 down.
All right, so we're back. Now, listen, I think a lot of people hearing this are going to want to do something, take some sort of action. And I just want to state, Bernie Sanders is nothing but a pawn in this. A pawn in an incredible shot. A deadly assassin, unparalleled, for sure. But a pawn in a bigger game. And that's why I think we have to ask our listeners, hunt down and bring Paul Rosen to justice.
Yeah.
And if you can't find Paul Rosen, just find a Paul. Track down any Paul. There's a pretty good chance it's him. And take your vengeance on them. Take all of our vengeance
on them. Pick a Paul. Take all the Pauls.
Pick all the Pauls. If we start going after Pauls, we'll get the right one.
You'll get there eventually. There's only so many Pauls.
There's only so many. Eventually, there'll be none. No more Pauls.
God willing.
This is disturbing and fascinating. It's starting to bring some things into the... we've talked about Bernard before in the past. He ran for president twice, there's a lot of research out there from him, old speeches and stuff. I'm recalling there's a speech he gave and an interview in the late 80s where he talks literally about JFK, and this was just sort of passed by me, but like now it seems like again that he's taunting. Right. Mm-hmm. He's like bragging about what he did without saying what he did. I won't even bother with the voice. Bernie Sanders saying, I was very excited and impressed by the Cuban Revolution. And there was Kennedy and Nixon talking about the debate, Nixon and Kennedy. There was Kennedy and Nixon talking about which particular method they should use about destroying the revolution. Usually I'm sufficiently unemotional not to be sick, but I actually got up from the room and almost left to puke because for the first time in my adult life, what I was seeing is the Democrats and Republicans, both of them, clearly there really wasn't a whole lot of difference between the two. Now this, the idea that he was listening to Kennedy speak and had to leave the room.
He was nauseated by it.
Furthering this idea, President Kennedy was elected while I was at the University of Chicago. That was 1960. I remember being physically nauseated by his speech, and that doesn't happen very often. Being physically nauseated by this man enough to do
kill
the
him?
Unthinkable, the unthinkable, and I thought the undoable, but he did it apparently.
Yeah.
It's just, Kennedy was young and appealing and ostensibly liberal, but I think at that point, seeing through Kennedy and what liberalism was probably a significant step for me to understand that conventional politics or liberalism was not what was relevant. He rejected the man's politics, rejected the man to the point where he needed to throw up in another room.
You know, it's true. I mean, everything from that time, he was so disillusioned with liberalism, you know, he was campaigning for Mondale, but actually saying, like, I can't tell you that this is a good person, you know, and it's not like I disagree with his frustration. It's just that we have to operate within the rules of law, I guess, or at least know the truth.
Here's the thing, Katie. You say that, but Bernie Sanders operated outside of the rule of law, you know? Mm-hmm. And has he been brought to justice? No. Not
well, he's able to run for president twice.
No.
Maybe thrice if Paul Rosen has anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. And by God, he will.
He's going to weekend at Bernie him up there, which was another potential address for you to check out. If Bernie Sanders.
Weekend at Bernie's. Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie killing JFK.
We might keep it there. Mm-hmm. We might host the documents that back up this episode at weekend.bernies. I'm running out of extensions to use.
There's got to be another one. But seriously, do check out Weekend at Bernie's Killed JFK, Bernie Sanders /JFK/gov. Mm-hmm. Dot.
Here's something interesting.
/MySpaceBlogspot.com.
In 1974, during his campaign for the Vermont Senate, he called the CIA a dangerous institution that has got to go. And the CIA was accountable to. We can cut this. I don't have a good tie to it.
Both Bernie and JFK wanted to abolish the CIA.
I know, but allegedly. He was disappointed when he didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't do it.
He disillusioned. Didn't do it. And look, it all fed his disillusionment. Yeah.
Is it possible also that he was angry that people like the hack Oliver Stone gave the CIA credit for Bernie Sanders' hard work? It's not easy to get off three aimed shots at that distance in 8.2 seconds with a bolt-action rifle. Exactly.
Again, I think that he keeps talking about it because he wants the credit.
He wants the
credit. He's frustrated that nobody has figured it out in all this time. And yeah, he's an old man. Are we going to wait till he's dead?
Right. Like, you know, we're always talking about like people, like, you know, all these like old politicians are retire, like let somebody else do it and so on. We'll give you, you know, we'll give you the recognition you deserve. It's time, you know, you're. Mm-hmm.
Bernie, just come out and say it, man. Like.
Or use your powers to take out another high level political leader. Look,
there's
Bernie.
Plenty of them available.
Bernie,
it could really do a lot right now, actually.
Bernie, we know you're listening, all right?
Yeah. Look.
The point of this was to
dust
get your
off
attention.
That old rifle.
Do we have your attention now, Bernie? I bet we do. All
You're
right,
the only look. Man who can do it.
Bernie,
you got away with
also,
it. You got
Bernie,
away with it. 60 years ago, my man.
We shared your secrets, but we need your help. We need your help. Mm-hmm. We brought you out of the darkness into the light. Be our Batman, mm-hmm. Bernie.
Yeah, be our Batman.
Bernie.
You're not the hero .org. We
.org.
Deserve,
.net.
But you're the hero we need.
Also,
I'm exhausted. This has been an emotional journey.
A completely normal episode. Also,
normal episode. Yeah. We'll get back to
normal episodes.
Back to the grind next week. And I would recommend actually, if you are listening, which I guess you are, because that's why we're here. Be sure to, if you play this podcast at the same time as Weekend at Bernie's or Weekend at Bernie's 2, it does sync up.
Yeah.
And there are some extra factoids that you will see.
Little tidbits.
That. Little tidbits, little pieces of information that I think are too hot to handle, you know, a little, mm-hmm. little too
some
much.
Some of it works better in the visual
time.
Medium.
Exactly. Yeah. So hook up and to a projector and.
Trust us, it'll make sense when you do it.
Yeah.
This has been fun, guys.
And in the meantime, you could follow Katie at Katie Stoll. You can follow Robert at Write Okay. You can follow Cody at Dr. Mr. Cody. Anything else we want to plug at the end here? Like other shows we do?
No.
A show called Even More News and Some More News. If you want to Google those, they're out there.
They're out there. Some other new fun things coming soon too. Wink. Yeah.
And you can just at Cool Zone Media for all
just
the
Cool Zone it.
For all the things.
Cool Zone.
Yeah.
And remember, folks, if there's not another episode of this show next week, it means the deep state has gotten to us. And you should assume from then on out that Katie, Cody, and I are not our real selves, but are in fact replacement simulacrums created by the deep state in order to continue to hide the truth. So if we don't acknowledge this episode or our claims about Bernie Sanders in the future, that's clearly what's happened.
Look, we're not saying that that's what's necessarily going to happen, but it's a real strong chance that it might.
In case you notice some things like that, then that is the situation. That is canon.
No, it's
yeah.
Otherwise, this show will continue for sure.
Otherwise, it'll be fine. Yeah.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders killed JFK.gov/ where the hosts go.
Yep.
That's where the information is.
And then you hit find, and that will find us.
I tried. Yes. Daniel?
Lovely.
Worst Year Ever is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.